Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is John Reitfeldt, the CEO with I4F. John, how you doing?
I'm very good, Kemp. And yourself?
I'm pretty good. Last week, there were several news stories we ran on Floor Daily related to a ITC investigation that Unilin has, I guess, initiated against 45 companies that are importing vinyl-type product into the United States. And you put out a release that said that while you're not a named defendant, that you plan to support these companies. That's the first question to ask you is, you know, what is this case about?
Yeah, the ITC case is about the patents of Unilin. Uh-huh. Two of them have been recently granted. The case is about LVT panels with a locking, which Mohawk / Unilin say that those patents are covering those panels. And that has been launched as a so-called 337 investigation by the ITC, which should lead to an exclusion. That is the request of Unilin.
Mm-hmm. And where does that stand?
It follows the process of a normal court case, but in a more accelerated way, because a normal court case in the U.S. could take easily 3 years without the appeal. In this case, we're looking probably more at the 14 to 16 months. But having said that, that also means in the next 14 to 16 months, nothing will happen. People can import their products like they did before, because as there is no decision, there will be no consequence. And as you have been maybe seeing in our recent press release of last week, we are confident that this ruling also will not come.
Mm-hmm. All right, so these 45 companies that have been named as defendants in this, they can continue to do business as usual and bring products that they make into the United States. Is that right?
Exactly. There's no consequence because we first need to go through the whole process.
What is I4F's position on this?
We have taken a position in it because Unilin has used our name to facilitate this process, I think, because we are not a party on the list, as you have seen, but we are always used in the press releases of Unilin, which on one hand is a good sign because that means we are known and seen as very important. But since we are there with our names, because as you have may seen on the list with asserted companies, there are I4F licensees, but there are also some Unilin licensees, which we thought was an interesting dynamic to sue your own licensees. Now, since our name has been mentioned and there are some very important partners of ours on the list, we therefore also have taken the responsibility to act and to support them where we can in this investigation.
Now, when it comes to intellectual properties and click systems or any type of innovation in flooring, there's basically three key companies. There's Unilin, there's I4F, and there's Vilange. Vilange is not involved in this, are they?
No, they are not mentioned in this case, but of course their products are also a part of the products imported in the U.S. And so unless there is another arrangement, also their products fall under those exclusions if they would be applied. But like what I said before, we feel pretty optimistic about the outcome, and we have lots of actions in place to make sure that the outcome will be positive for I4F and its licensees.
And what court is this being held in?
Well, it is not a court as in a court case. It's the International Trade Commission, so it's in Washington. It will all be dealt with in Washington, and of course it has any outcome of that commission will be valid for the whole United States.
So at this point, they've named a judge, and beyond that, that's about where it stands, right?
Yeah, it's not one judge; it's more a committee, a commission. It's very different from a normal litigation where you have a judge and sometimes a jury. Mm-hmm. But here, you have really six or seven people forming that commission, and they to take together that decision. There's not one who can overrule that. So it's very different, and we will be very active with all the actions we have in mind. And again, we have also announced in the press release last week, we will make sure that we prove that the patents are not valid, because that's the most important. If it's not valid, there is no case. But at the end, one of the patents or one of the claims remain valid. We will make sure that we find a way with our customers that they do not infringe or look at other arguments to keep them out. We are determined to get this to an end, because it is also clear, in our opinion, this is what is left of the big Unilin with all the patents. So it's basically those three patents. And you mentioned, Kemp, it is about locking, and actually it is not about locking. That is, of course, the tweak Unilin wants to give it. It is about almost any locking, but it's more about the substrate, the core of the material, and the description of that. But there's no specific execution of a locking mentioned. It could be any locking. So since we are very strong, as everybody knows, with our locking patents, both technically but also legally, it is not specifically about a locking, but more about the substrate with a locking. So this is where the new focus is on.
All right, John, well, appreciate your update on this. Again, been talking to John Reitfeldt, the CEO with I4F, about this ITC case, and you've been listening to Kemp R and FloorDaily.net.